Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wheel Postgame Show is brought to you by
Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com.
The New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass.
Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details.
And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Time now for the Wheel Postgame Show, broadcasting from the Best Yet Private Brand Studio.
With Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi,
and Fred Smirlis.
The Wheel Postgame Show is brought to you by Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, the New England Recovery Center, and Westboro, Mass. Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
The Wheel Postgame Show. With Ordway, DiAsi, and Smirlis
on WEEI.
First NFL win for Mac Jones. I wonder if he got a game ball. I wonder if he's going to keep the game ball. Yeah. Or, you know, this is a win now. This is not a personal accomplishment. This is a team accomplishment. Keep the damn ball, right? Keep the
ball.
You
would have sold it.
I would just like that touchdown pass he threw last week. I would bet that it ended up in his locker.
Of course it did. There's no question it ended up in his locker. But it looked good to the public. It looked good out on the field. Oh, I'm a team player, you know.
Yeah,
we're announced as a team. We're not announced individually. Remember that?
Right.
It all goes hand in hand.
Fred framed his first pair of socks from his first NFL game. Yep. Should have washed them first.
I bronzed them.
Just saying.
That's okay. You know.
And since I have a 15-size shoe, there's a lot of weight there.
Put some glass over it. You can't smell a damn thing. Andy Hart couldn't help himself today. Andy Hart, of course, at WEEI.com, and of course, our football guy here at WEEI, one of our football guys. Hashtag not a diva as he was praising Mac Jones, pushing running backs into the end zone. Another shot across the bow at number 12. There's no question about it, right? That's what you were doing.
Hey, when people get worked up, I just like to give them what they want. Everybody thinks I hate Tom Brady, so I'm just going to feed
you. Do.
Them.
That's what we heard.
You do hate Tom Brady.
Well, hate might be a little strong. All right, how about
strong?
Yeah.
The Bucs passing game, from what I see, with Tom Brady at the helm and Gronkowski catching touchdowns.
He's only got four touchdown passes so far.
So I already brought this up, Andy, and I'll throw this one out at you because you are the Brady hater. I already brought this up this week, and of course it's laughable when they talk about Brady playing till he's 50, and we know that the whole thing was a joke. But let's say he continues to do this beyond 44, 45, 46, maybe 47. But a couple years, he does this. Do we look back at it and say the Patriots made a mistake?
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, it's their job. Don't we always praise Bill Belichick for evaluating his talent better than anyone else? He knows, you know, a year too early. And what guys has he let go or traded that went on to be stars everywhere else? He gets the most out of guys and he moves on. So if you look at it and Brady keeps chugging along and throwing touchdowns and going to the playoffs, then you'd have to say he mismanaged this. Now, I would say sort of the one caveat is, what's Mac Jones doing? Because if he reset the ticker and he's got Mac Jones as a true franchise quarterback, even if Brady, let's just say, gets four more years, three more years, so a total of, what, five maybe in Tampa, five, six. Well, if Mac Jones gets you 15 in New England, now it's a little bit more of a muddy situation for you to evaluate from afar, especially if Mac Jones is a true elite quarterback. So I know we paint this as it's over, Brady's great and everything. Mac Jones is injecting some life into this Belichick-Brady divorce and who wins in the end.
Well, the other part of the equation, the question is, did the Patriots make a mistake? did the Patriots even have a choice in this matter, or was Tom Brady gone? I'm of the mind
he's gone.
I'm of the mind that they could have paid him more than Tampa offered him guaranteed, and he still wanted to go.
Well, but it's a when. It's a timeline. At some point, yes, I think he reached that belief. He, you know, negotiated the deal that included no franchise tag, and he knew going into the season, I'm done. But before that, you could have handled it differently. But look, I mean, Bill started going down this road when he drafted Garoppolo, right, in 14. So that was sort of what got this whole ball going in that direction. And then eventually they hard played it. Oh, I can't pay you this. We just did that. And Brady was done. But the question is, when could you have given him the respect or what was the word Giselle used? Appreciation. He just wants to be appreciated. Right. When could you have appreciated him a little bit more, a.k.a. paid him a little bit more and given him the contract to extend the relationship down the road? Because, as of the final year's renegotiation, he was out the door. He wanted no more part of it. He was moving on.
He wanted warmth, too. He wanted to go down there and not freeze to death when you're practicing. He wanted to go down there and have a little more fun with Gronk. That's you can't deny that. And look what
he wanted freedom.
Freedom.
He wanted to be able to do stupid things where he sits with Gronk in a little kids' pool. And this is a guy, I mentioned it earlier, Andy. He's a guy who's the major endorser for Subway subs. I don't think he's ever eaten a Subway sub in his life.
Good, delicious.
And from somebody who's eaten a few, I'm a little jealous. You know?
Yeah. So he wanted to get out. I don't think he would have signed.
I think he would have, personally. If you had said, I'm trying to think of the timeline here. So he left for 20, 19 was miserable. If you had signed him to a 5-year, $100 million deal or $110 million deal in 2018, I think he'd still be with the New England. I think he found the perfect home, but if you had locked him up, it would have created that competitive fire here. Now, the Giselle factor is a whole separate issue in this with her, because I think she's another one who wanted the warmth and wanted a different climate, literally and figuratively, and just they found the perfect place. He's got all these weapons. He's got an offensive-minded coach who also lets him do whatever the hell he damn well pleases.
Because he wins when he does it.
right. And then he's out on the boat on a Saturday afternoon with the family. Like, I mean, he's living the good life right now. You can't hate on that.
No, I think lifestyle, you're probably right. Lifestyle had a big big factor in that. But we were talking earlier about the things he's doing, like that Subway commercial and a lot of other things he's doing right now, getting involved doing business-wise. I think what happened is he got to a point in his career and he said, I'm the greatest of all time. All these young kids are making a fortune out there. I want to make more money. So I think he had a change in lifestyle as a motivation to make more money. And in the end, he and his wife are probably going to become billionaires and all
that. She is a billionaire. Didn't remember that? She gets that. She bought the company that she used to endorse. So she had more money than he did. But all of a sudden, when you go down with all the talent he had down there. And
they were okay. I think they were okay.
I think a lot of it had to do with the talent that he saw. First off, the lack of talent he saw remember how grumpy he was, even though they were winning early on in 2019?
He was grumpy because
he
was miserable.
He knew that they were hanging on by a thread, and the playoffs proved that. I think he looked at it and said, I've got X amount of years left, whether he thought it was 2 or 10, I don't care. He looked at it and said, I want to go somewhere that I think with more talent that I think we can win with. You know?
God, I'm watching this. The Atlanta Falcons just suck. They just suck. A fumble on the 3-yard line. Yeah. You got to be kidding me. They just suck. I want to get back to the game here, Andy Hart, because I thought James White kind of changed the complexion of the game with the pressure that Saleh was throwing at the Mac Jones. They started to run the little screens, and suddenly James White became a major factor in this game. So I ask you the question. He was terrific with Tom Brady. He looks to be very good in 2 weeks with Mac Jones. He did not look good with Cam Newton last year. Now, granted, he had some personal issues with family tragedies, but is this a different James White, a real productive weapon now that you have an accurate quarterback?
I don't think it's a different James White. I think it's the old James White. It's the James White that likes a quarterback that can actually spread out a field, and we can get 4 or 5 wide receivers out there and give him some spacing. Because let's be honest, James White needs some space to work. He's not going to run people over. He's not a freak in that nature. But you give him a little bit of space, as we see on these screen passes. Does anybody take a screen pass and go 25, 28 yards more easily without looking like he's flying down the field than James White? He's not the fastest
True.
Guy. He's not the quickest
guy.
But he's nifty, and he sees the field, and he's got that little whoop cutback, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my, he's already 17 yards downfield. He didn't get any of that spacing. He also didn't get the ball in position to do much with it, as most of these guys will tell you, when Cam Newton was under center. It was a bad fit. He was not
a fit. Throw the ball. But Glenn, he never yep. went anywhere, White. He just didn't have anyone to throw him the ball. You know, with Cam Newton up there, he was getting nothing. He comes back, and this young guy finds the talent that he is. He probably could have played as well, but he didn't have anyone that could help him.
Last year, you mean?
Last year.
Yeah with Cam Newton. Yeah, that's the problem.
I don't discount the mental toll of losing his dad and the car accident, everything that took. The one thing I will say that I questioned, and so he has the down year, and you're like, is it just the offense? Is it just Cam Newton? Is it just the things going on off the field? Or has he maybe lost a step? Then he hits free agency, and he comes back on a one-year deal, and you're like, why was nobody else interested in James White? To me, he's too good a player. Yeah. And I'm not saying it has to be Tom Brady. Everybody was like, oh, he's going to go. But if you're a young quarterback, wouldn't you kill to have James White? I mean, listen to Mac Jones postgame. Mac Jones is talking about how sometimes when he stumbles on a play call in the huddle, James White just finishes it for him and tells him what the damn play is. Yeah. Like, that's the type of veteran leadership he brings beyond the screen passes and the playmaking. So for the other 31 teams to say, yeah, we're not interested in a guy like James White, he comes back on a one-year deal. I thought that was either a hellacious mistake by the rest of the league or them saying, we think he's losing a little something. Well, from what I've seen over the first couple weeks, he's not losing anything. He can still make the plays that he's always made.
But I think he's a victim, Andy, and we've seen it with slot receivers here. When they attempt to go into the free agent market, the other teams look at it and say, oh, he's just a product of Belichick and McDaniel's offense. He's just a product of Tom Brady throwing to him. That's, you know, and so they probably watched James White last year and they said, okay, see, that quarterback's not as accurate as Tom Brady, and look at the difference. He's a shell of himself. So I think he was victimized by all of that. Maybe it turns out to be different after the, you know, staying here for 1 year. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a loser's mentality because I never, you know, you look at it, well, if I get a good young quarterback, we can run screen passes. Like, to me, nothing he does just screams system or Tom Brady. It screams, yeah, you have to use him in the right way. Like, you're not going to run him 20 times a game. Nope, that's not what he's going to do. You pick your spots, you give him your four or five carries, your five or six catches. And when you look at it at the end of the day, he's usually churned out about 70 yards of total offense and jump-started you. How many times have we seen them, you know, go no huddle or go hurry up or go spread when they've punted a couple times and James White is the back who's in there and that jump-starts the offense for the day? Like, I just think he's a guy that gets overlooked by way too many people around the league, and I think he got overlooked in the spring. But the good news is it allowed him to come back to the Patriots on a very good contract and help them win a game today.
Well, that's why a lot of players, teams suck, because they don't know how to evaluate talent.
They don't.
Oh, he's too small. He's not that fast. He ran a 4.5, right? What does he do? He catches, and he blocks, right? And he gets in the right spots. That's what you need. And don't have enough of him. Same with what's his
name. With the physical tools. That's the thing that I think.
Right.
You know, these Cordarrelle Pattersons. How many teams have decided Cordarrelle Patterson is going to be a key playmaker, and he's got the speed and the size, and Yeah, but is he a good football player? Like, is he a really good, consistent football player like James White is? Because I've watched enough James White to say the guy can play, and it's not just because he puts on a Patriots helmet every week. He can play in the National Football League.
Do you imagine that some teams might look at him as replaceable? You could find guys like that? I'm not sure you can.
I'm not sure you can because he's just a wily guy, and maybe that's, as we described him, the various skills, maybe that's it, is too many teams are just wowed by the physical and what Fred brought up. Oh, he's going to, you know, he runs a 10-yard this and a 40-yard that, and all the numbers. Right. But you look at James White, nothing is going to wow you in that area. No. What wows you is, it's similar to Kevin Faulk. Kevin Faulk was
very similar.
Yep. Like, not going to wow you if you put him through a combine, but if you need a play in a fourth quarter on third down and make sure he moves the chains, Kevin Faulk would do it, and so will James White.
Yeah. So we heard the mantra for years here, next guy up, whatever. Apparently, it doesn't work at right tackle because Trent Brown went down with an injury last week, and there was a significant difference in the protection of Mac Jones. Today, you've got no Trent Brown. We start with Durant, then we go with Heron because Durant can't do it. Then Heron gets hurt, and you have a disaster on the right side of that offensive line.
Yeah, and I think they were really fortunate that it didn't derail them. And obviously, the mistakes the Jets made were bigger with Zach Wilson throwing the four interceptions. But the pressure for Mac Jones, that strip sack that they were fortunate to get back, that could have changed the game's complexion a little bit momentum-wise. So Durant gets beat, but at least he falls on the ball and retains possession. But that's I find it interesting. Trent Brown is sort of week to week here. He got back on the practice field on Friday, which is usually an indication, yeah, they're moving in the right direction. My guess is he's going to be questionable this week again. I think they're just trying to put a Band-Aid on it because, to me, the obvious answer is the one they're avoiding with Michael Onwenu and moving him back out to right tackle, where he played so well last year. And then you get Ted Karras as your veteran-proven interior backup.
And he's Greek, too.
Yes.
Bonus for Fred. Yeah.
And they just keep avoiding that. So, and I know Mike Reese had a little blurb, like he thinks they see the high end upside for Onwenu as at guard. But that's great, and maybe that's true, and that's good for you and for him for the long haul. But for the game I watched today, you almost got your offense derailed because of that position. And you know, we talked about it coming into the year quite a bit that they had a really good starting offensive line, but you had two tackles whose recent track record is they miss games. Trent Brown missed games the last 2 years with the Raiders. Obviously, Wynn has missed time every year here in New England, and you didn't have a proven backup. And it's proven that we were right, that that's sort of a tenuous position when either of those guys aren't out there.
All right, so Andy,
when they were up in Miami at the beginning of the game, they were just crushing them, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I wasn't really paying attention, and I said, why is this defensive guy getting back there? And I look up, Brown was not on the field, and they were getting pressure the whole time. It's a huge thing losing him off. What is wrong with them, you know?
It's a calf injury that he's actually dealt with in the past. But everybody says it's minor week to week, but I joke, you know, with a 390-pound guy, to me, a calf injury is not minor. There's a lot of weight on that little muscle all the time.
That ain't a little muscle on him.
So let's get to Zach Wilson, because let's face it, the Patriots did a lot of good things here today. But if Zach Wilson doesn't throw the four picks, then maybe we're talking about a different outcome in this game. And we understand that Bill Belichick is great against these rookie quarterbacks. I thought the chameleon jersey that he threw on Devin McCourty really worked, where actually Zach Wilson thought he was throwing it to somebody who was a Jet, and it turned out it was a Patriot. That, to me, was Bill really digging into some big tricks. But Zach Wilson was horrible. Horrible.
He was. He was a rookie, and that's what rookie quarterbacks do, a lot of them. Or not even rookies. You know, Sam Darnold saw ghosts when he was not a rookie. So veterans can fall under it, too. But, you know, the first one I thought was just a really bad throw decision. I thought J.C. Jackson was blanketing Corey Davis, and then McCourty was there, and I think Phillips was there, too. He basically threw into the triangle of Patriots defenders. The second one was the one that I think went through Davis's hands. I think he's got to catch that. You're your big money receiver.
I agree.
You got to catch that. I mean, I joked on Twitter. I've heard Patriots fans ripping Asante Samuel for whatever it is, 15 years now, for dropping that pass in a Super Bowl, and he's a DB. Like, a receiver has to catch that ball. But, you know, you talk about the turnovers. What, with 2 minutes to play before that last field goal, it was a 16-point game, and you had scored 16 points off four interceptions. So that was literally big. The difference in the game. And, you know, the mentality of it, I know a lot of the players talked about setting the tone. J.C. Jackson said it. Devin McCourty said it. Like, yeah, that's how they want to play, but you have to force those. You have to create those. And I think they did that with the first one. And obviously, you know, the McCourty one was one where that's just a rookie doing something dumb or not on the same pay. I don't even know what that was. But once you start that ball rolling, that tends to happen with young quarterbacks.
Our quarterback is different. Do you ever see someone with no expression, whatever it happens? I don't think anything bothers him. He sits down on the bench, they put a computer chip into him, and he just goes on the field. But I think that's a great asset that stuff like that doesn't bother him. It will when he get watch on film. But he got back out there, whatever happened, he just went his happy way.
Yeah, no, he's serious. You know, the serious is the word a lot of players have used, but like selfless. Obviously, we saw him throwing his body around a little bit to try to help the team in a variety of ways. I don't know if you guys caught it. There was the one third down play where he one-hopped one to Hunter Henry coming back toward the stick.
Yes.
He was really mad at himself. Yeah. Like, he is, he's a robot. He's focused. I don't think it's a joke that he started studying the Jets last Sunday after the loss to the Dolphins. This guy is, this is his life right now. And that's why I wrote the column, Glenn, that you referenced earlier. This is the first time in years Belichick hasn't had a diva quarterback. I don't know if Mac Jones will end up being a diva. You probably want him to be.
They
you
all,
know why?
They all do. You know that.
Plus, it means he's good. It means he's still in the league. If he's not a diva, it probably means he stinks and he's Teddy Bridgewater and he's bouncing around from team to team. But if he's a diva, probably means he's been to, like, the Super Bowl, the AFC Championship game, signed a big $200 million second contract, all of these things. You want to have a diva down the road, but for the here and the now, it's the perfect Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick rebuild quarterback.
Let me ask all three of you guys, and I'll start with you, Steve, is that you've seen two games with this kid. Now, yep. I don't know if he's going to be great, and if we're, you know, 20 years from now going to be talking about him as one of the great quarterbacks, but would it not surprise you now if he doesn't end up being a good, a decent NFL quarterback with a long career?
Agreed. He got thrown to the wolves, and he wasn't a deer in the headlights. He handled the situations that were put in front of him, and he was fine. You can tell early on with guys, especially probably more so at the quarterback position than anyone else, if they are scared, if they are intellectually overmatched, overwhelmed, or whatever. Yeah. He doesn't look like that. Again, small sample size, but you look at him, and maybe because of all the big games he probably had a chance to play in Alabama or whatever, that's a little help. But the fact is, he conducts himself in a very professional manner, which is huge when it comes to being an NFL quarterback.
Freddie, you agree?
I think
I love him. I love him more than Tom.
God, 20 years we had to deal with Fred falling in love with Tom Brady. Now we got another.
Bill Belichick got a test tube and created this guy. You know,
you said the same thing about Brady. Stop it.
Right?
I swear to God you did. You said the exact
same thing. So what did you think about Andy? What did you think about Andy Hart last week telling us? And the more I thought about it, the more he makes sense, especially with a couple of trick plays today, Andy. It solidifies, I think, or backs up what you were saying, that he's more capable, Matt Jones, of doing stuff now than Tom Brady was in his first few games.
Oh, no doubt.
That's what you said last week. I want to see if Fred thinks. Fred, do you believe that?
I believe it. They're bringing him along step by step by step, and he takes another step on a trick play, and he reading defenses, he's doing well, but he's all in. You know, this, I remember how wrong you were with Belichick.
Bledsoe was the guy's name, Bledsoe.
And I said Tom was better, and you said no. You're out of the combination.
All right. And three times in my life I've been wrong.
There was another person in that, down at the Gillette, that told me, wait and you see this Brady guy. He learned the offense in a week, right? At training camp. And Bledsoe, no, this is true.
All right.
Bledsoe hadn't even learned the defenses. So he said, this kid, Bill said he's 6'4", 195 pounds of skin. No muscle, no fat.
I remember you saying
this. He wouldn't put him in because he thought he'd be killed, but then he had to. Right. And he's similar to this. Belichick, Brady's probably, what's he got, three? He gets at 5 in the morning, remember?
Yeah, I remember you said this right from the get-go, but I thought you were talking to like a ticket taker or something like that.
No, baby.
So, Andy, do you buy into right now, you'd be shocked if this kid doesn't turn out to be at least a really good NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I'll be stunned. I don't know if he's going to be a franchise QB, one of those top five guys where you feel like you're a Super Bowl contender every year. But the way I look at it now, one of the things I look at is he better than other players at their jobs? When I look at the limitations of the offense, because we do need to admit, the offense is not exactly firing on all cylinders. Trouble in the red zone, trouble on third down. But I think he's better at his job than Kendrick Bourne, Nelson Aguilar, those guys are at getting open, because I think that's an issue right now.
Yeah.
The receiver's getting open down the field.
Yeah, he's producing
more. He's got $25 million worth of tight ends, which aren't producing consistently enough for my liking. So as this offense grows, I think some of it is Mac getting comfortable and getting experience. Some of it is he needs guys around him to do more and make more plays. But the way I look at the way week one, week two, doesn't make the mistakes, isn't turning the ball over, completing a high percentage of his passes. Now, he himself said tonight he wants to get the ball down the field more. He can do a better job pushing the ball down the field. But I don't want him doing that just for the sake of doing that. Oh, we got Nelson Aguilar. We're going to run him on a nine route, and I'm just going to chuck it. If it's not open, if it's not there. But I think that will evolve, because I think Josh is going to continue to put more on his plate each and every week, because there's no reason not to. You give him a little bit, he succeeds with it. You give him a little bit more.
Yeah, see, I think people are going to push for that, because already you're hearing him, oh, my God, this is so conservative. I mean, he completed his first six passes, and he had a total of, what, about 18 yards or something right. like that.
But we went through this before.
But I think this,
Didn't we know this was coming? Didn't we say all offseason they're going to run the ball, play defense, special teams, tight games, not make mistakes? And if Damian Harris doesn't fumble, they would have done that 2 weeks in a go, 2 weeks in a row to open the season. They'd be 2-0. They'd be in first place in the AFC East. We'd all be preparing, you know, Super Bowl tickets and Super Bowl trips and hotel rooms.
Yep.
They are one fumble away from their plan not being executed to perfection. So why do we want to screw up the plan? Why do we want to add, you know, Hail Marys and deep balls? Why? Because fantasy football says we're supposed to?
Yeah.
Only when you have to. So that's the big thing. He's going to do what Bill wants to do, but if you get behind by two touchdowns near the end, is he going to be able to open up and score quickly? That's the big one. And I think he is. He's got good accuracy, and he reads the defenses pretty well. So that's the next thing we're going to see. Can he open it up to bring us back?
Tell you what, you want to open it up on October 3rd, because Tampa Bay's really good. Their corners suck. True. That's where you want to throw the football. That's the only thing you're going to be able to do against them. You're not going to be able to run against them. I'm getting carried away because I'm watching that game on the side. What are you writing about tonight?
Writing about that this battle of the rookie QBs, one lost it. It's not really that Mac Jones won it. It's one lost it. And isn't that the Belichick principle? Before you can win in the NFL, you have to not lose.
Great point.
Zach Wilson went out and lost the game for his team today. And I know that sounds unfair, but that's the reality of playing quarterback in the National Football League. And this plan to me that I just talked about, Bill doesn't have a ton of respect, in my opinion. He hasn't told me this. I'm just reading it from afar. In guys like Tua, Zach Wilson, Jameis Winston next week, he thinks they will make mistakes. If you make them go the length of the field, if you don't give up big plays, they'll make mistakes. And he probably is starting to believe his guy won't make those mistakes. So I think the Patriots' goal isn't so much to win this year, it's to let the other team lose, and they did it today.
No, it's an interesting point. I mean, his guy is clean through 2 weeks, no interceptions. You're looking at Wilson has, what, six in 2 weeks now or seven? Lawrence has got four or whatever in 2 weeks. I mean, you're looking around, and that's it, ball security, and we know how Bill feels about it. You can catch Andy Hart on WEEI.com, that very column he just wrote. It's called Hashtag Not a Diva. That's what the column is called.
Andy Hart.
That's right.
All right, Andy. Good stuff,
man.
Have
a good one, Andy.
We'll talk to you.
See
you, guys.
See you, buddy. 617-779-7937. It is Fred. It is Steve. It is the Real Postgame Show.
Now back to the Real Postgame Show.
The Pats take down the Jets.
React and talk about the game right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here in the Real Postgame Show. This hour being brought to you by Pinnacle View Equipment in Walpole, New Hampshire. Fred's here. Steve's here. They're going to be here every single week. Steve missed last week, but don't worry about that. He's good. He's got a good attendance track record over the years, and we trust and believe in him. By the way, one thing has changed a little bit over the years in doing this, and we've done this for a long period of time. I remember, Steve, when we used to get lectures every week, if we tried to break down a vending machine and, you know, bring out some potato chips or something like that. And now I've noticed there's a trend that the guy who's eating up all the potato chips is Fred Smirlis.
Just saying.
And he used to lecture us all the time. Remember? He was the card police.
He was.
This is one bag of chips.
No, 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 buddy.
Two other bags in the trash.
Exactly.
Saw you put them there.
You had three last week. Matter of fact, I can tell you this. During the pandemic, they shut down the vending machine. The only reason they opened it up, it's football season, and they know on weekends they can cash in.
And make a lot of money.
My doctor says I need, should eat at least two bags of chips.
I don't buy it.
How many times did you hear this? Carbs.
Oh, he used to lecture us. And there's nothing worse. It's like somebody who quit smoking, and sit there and they lecture
you. And like, you're not eating chips.
They're constantly dieting, and they lecture you. And that's what Fred was doing every single week. What happened? Did they defund the card police? What has happened, Fred?
Well, every once in a while, you need
what
a booster.
What has happened?
You need a booster.
A booster.
This is my booster.
A booster.
The booster.
Three bags of chips. By the way,
have you had this week?
I've had a couple. We laughed at the Atlanta Falcons, and maybe need to apologize because they have absolutely come to life here, even though they just downed a punt on the 2-yard line. But they've sacked Brady here. They have really shut down the Tampa Bay offense.
270 yards in first half. Second half, 15 yards.
Unbelievable.
What happened to them?
I have no idea. But suddenly they're like a totally different team. And it's a three-point game right now.
Could this be the end of Tom?
Could this be payback for 28-3?
Yeah, they're angry.
You would think that would become... Because other than Matt Ryan, there's got to be a few other players on that team, right Steve, that were around during that? Got to believe there's a little bit of that.
If they had any of it, it would have stepped up when they were up 28-3 and finished the game.
Do you have any confidence that Atlanta's going to come back and win this game?
No, I have more confidence that Brady's going to put it out of reach of it.
He is going to fall off a cliff.
That's true. That's going to happen.
Where'd you get the meathead?
It's more likely that Atlanta is going to make a couple of big mistakes here, and Steve's right. And that Brady is going to, just take care of business. And
they will kill themselves. There's another commercial, Glenn. Tom Brady.
Another Tom Brady commercial. This one, is this the one with Gronk on it?
Yeah, it's one with Gronk, and the Gronk's on the couch.
Brady would never do these 10 years ago. Why? Because of the pressure of the Patriots or
money?
Money?
It's fun. I told you my guy from the
Stop.
What?
You don't have a guy.
I have a guy.
He's got a guy.
Everything that went to...
I'm talking about your trash man, all right? Who do you got?
Tom was offered them first.
My guy collects the same trash out of
That same guy you talked about.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was. And Peyton Manning ended up becoming the everyday guy.
He's funny, too.
By the way, he is funny. Did you guys... And he's excellent... When he's doing comedy or stand up or whatever, the Saturday Night Live skit with the little kids, it may be one of the greatest athlete skits ever on that show. Did you guys watch any of the Peyton and Eli show on Monday Night Football? Steve, I thought it was terrific.
I thought
it was horrible.
Of course.
I want to see this sitting there, and it's just a little picture of the game. I want to see what's going on in the game.
Once again, you prove that you have absolutely no sense of humor whatsoever.
I thought it was good, Fred.
You know what else he hates? He hates that one commercial with the whoop scoop. There it is, that one.
That's a funny commercial. It's funny. It's seen too often. Let's face it. It's been run too many times.
But it's funny, right?
It's funny, yes.
Quiet down. Let Carr play quarterback.
What didn't
you like about it, Fred, other than the smaller picture?
I was trying to watch the game. They weren't saying nothing. He's talking about eating cabbage or whatever he was doing.
He does a lot of what you do.
I know, but it shouldn't be a game.
Am I right, Steve?
It's a game plan. We didn't see any of it.
Talk about ribs, talking about eating, talk about losing focus. You do it all the time.
You got a couple guys watching a football game saying funny things.
It wasn't funny, though.
You know? Oh, yeah, it was pretty funny.
No, sir. You're not funny.
You've proven that you don't know funny.
I'm funny.
I'll bring this up because, Steve, you obviously, with your son's connection with the Giants, you know Eli Manning a little bit.
Yes.
I don't know him. I don't know if you know him at all, Fred. I've met him once, and I think that is it.
I've met him twice.
I think he comes across really good on this show, even though he's the foil, even though, Peyton is beating up on the little brother or whatever. He comes across a lot smarter than you think the perception of him is in real life.
Because all we see is
wicked smart.
All we see is his face. And his face always looks like there's you know, he's either mad or sad about something. Every time you see him on the field, he looks sad or mad until he won a Super Bowl.
It looks like he just ate a lemon.
But the times that I've met him and even more, the reports from my son, who's very good friends with him, says that he's one of the funnier guys in the locker room the whole time.
I got that on that show on Monday night.
Yeah, absolutely right. I like the show a lot.
I bet you if you took a test to see who liked it and who didn't like it.
Everybody.
I bet you 80% of people didn't like it.
Here's your biggest problem. You already said the biggest complaint you had was the game was too small. Why don't you upgrade from that 19-inch RCA TV that you've had for years, the tube TV? Why don't you get a big TV? Get a 65, 75, go 82, 83 inches.
They had those two guys in the picture, and then this little tiny thing is the game.
They get a big forehead in the way, right?
Took up the whole thing.
Because that's the shtick. That's the.
But it wasn't funny.
It was funny. You don't know funny. You've proven that funny. Many, many times.
You go up there to get laughs, right? I go there to watch the game.
No.
That's all it's doing. No,
Russell Wilson on there. What did you think? He was good. That was good.
How many games have we watched sitting with you in the tent or at this, cigar?
I'm wherever. Funny.
How many times have we sat there and you're talking the whole time?
Every time.
Today you did it again.
You know why?
Because you say...
I'm giving you information.
No, you weren't.
Information you can't get anywhere
because
else.
Because when you were talking to...
a lot of BS. That's what you're getting.
He spent the whole second half today talking to these two Greek guys about nothing. About absolutely nothing.
What I mean is...
Speaking Greek.
And he's talking about Peyton and Eli having
Armenian
fun,
buddies.
Saying funny things.
I hate to say it, Fred, because you know I love you dearly.
You're the best.
I think Peyton and Eli are more entertaining. I'm sorry.
They were clowns. Yeah. I don't want clowns. I want to watch the game.
You don't want clowns? You are a clown.
Take off that rubber red nose before you say something like that, okay? For crying out loud. What is wrong with
you? I can't believe you condescended all the way down to cheap tricks on TV.
Unbelievable.
Well, they put a little carrot over there.
You just You really don't know funny.
You're funny.
It's not hilarious, but
you were funny once last year.
So I got to tell you, they had 900,000 watching the first week. They got great reviews.
Yep.
They're on again Monday night. I'll bet you they double that audience.
I bet you it's interesting.
So what is ESPN going to do here? What is their game plan? Because they're going to lose. Where they're losing audiences, they're losing it from ESPN over to ESPN2. Right. So that probably hurts them, I think, with sponsors and stuff like that. It's got to. But they're cannibalizing themselves here, aren't they?
That's true. I wonder, can you stream it and make it? I don't know what you can do with it, but it's...
Maybe just shut it off and put a game on.
I think they're only doing like 8 or 9 games. Is that right?
Yeah.
They're not doing it every week probably because Peyton's got commitments. I don't think Eli has that many commitments.
How much do you think they're paying?
Sells that barbecue stuff.
Right.
How much are they paying him? I don't know. Why is that always your first question?
Always.
How much are they paying him? Why don't you do some research and find out?
I will.
How much are they paying him? Always your first question when we talk about anything.
They're both making $5 million a year for that.
Now you're pissing
me off. I'm really shocked that you guys put,
Well, does this have anything to do with the fact that you hated Peyton for so long?
That's all this is.
Than Brady?
That's all this is, and he's jealous because Eli beat the Patriots twice, and that pissed him off.
Yeah. Plenty of his father.
That's exactly it. You're exactly right.
His father's a nice man.
They're nice kids, too. They're just not funny.
For years, Peyton was considered to be better than Brady, and Eli beat him twice in the Super Bowl.
You're sinking quickly.
That's what it is.
That never happened.
So if this was, Steve Young and Joe Montana, maybe, or somebody like that. Would that be, interesting?
Different story.
Wouldn't hurt you as much, would it? You're a little butthurt.
I just said whole thing was crappy.
No.
You're the only one I've heard say that. I've talked to numerous people. And
didn't watch it.
Everybody that watched
it. You talked to nobody. You're making that up.
I have. And they've told me they really enjoyed it.
Go and have those people sign a paper and send it to me.
I'll send it to you. You want it notarized? They'll get notarized. If you want it, that's fine.
Like your unnamed informant?
Oh, Tom just got another touchdown.
But your biggest part, he threw it to Godwin.
Yeah.
So they're up 34-25 right now.
Going gets tough.
Awesome Thomas right again. Gets going.
And with a extra point still to come. So your biggest problem was what? Was it the screen wasn't
annoying.
Big enough?
No,
or
annoying.
Was it the two guys?
There's a little TV in the middle of them, and you could hardly see
it. Take that off the table. How were they?
Terrible.
Why?
They weren't funny.
Unbelievable.
I'm surprised.
You're unbelievable.
They had Charles Barkley on for a while. He was funny. No, see, I enjoyed it, and I think they really broke down football. And that's the great thing about you two guys. You break down games because you've done it before. I think, to me, having two quarterbacks in there, and then when you add a Russell Wilson in there and you're adding more stuff, it was good.
Agreed.
Well, Charles came in, it was funny.
Oh, so now Charles is funny.
He was funny. That's the only funny.
Charles is funnier than those other guys. Oh, I agree with
thing,
that.
First correct thing you said about that show.
Yeah, he was great. I taped that and I just watched it quickly.
See, I'm wondering, though, if especially what? With Peyton. Peyton was willing to throw a few things out there. Oh, what are they doing that for? What are they, especially with Carr early on? Because Carr was terrible early on in that game.
He's got talent, then, though.
He does, but it's so sporadic. Yeah. You know, he's in and out. And I didn't see today's game, but they beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh today. So my guess is he probably played pretty well in a short week. That was pretty good. Going to the East Coast, that was probably pretty good for them. But Manning was all over him early on, and I'm wondering if that's not going to piss off some quarterbacks, because that's all they're talking about is quarterback play, pretty much.
But I wonder if he cares. I wonder if
well, at this juncture, he shouldn't in his career.
Right.
But you know guys do. They get sensitive.
Who came up with that whole thing?
The idea?
Some brilliant producer. some
goofy,
brilliant
trying to be funny.
You know?
Anyway.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've gotten 10
I'll try it again, though.
Saying that you are so wrong about this.
I got 20 right now.
I'm not
going to
tell you.
Right,
I'm not going to tell you who. Probably a couple. We have a couple crossovers. Friends of yours, people who have known you for a long time, say you are crazy.
They're dead to me.
You have no idea. Damn. I'm not going to tell you who it was.
Not a single Greek, though. Not a single Greek. They're in alignment.
I know
who
it is. Yep. I'll talk to them later.
All right. 617-779-7937 with Fred, with Steve. It is the Real Postgame Show.
This is the Real Postgame Show with Ordway, Diassi, and Smirlis.
It's a week to win for the Pats.
React and talk about the game right here
on WEEI.
It's a Real Postgame Show here on WEEI, broadcasting from the Best Yet Private Brand Studio with Fred Smirlis and Steve Diassi. So an interception, because Matt Ryan can't help himself, and the Atlanta Falcons can't help themselves. I think we predicted this one perfectly. It's now a 17-point lead for Tampa Bay.
They catch up, and then they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, that's the way it works. And Brady has got, five touchdown passes in this game? He had four in the last game. So he has nine now. He has nine in two games at age 44. How many did Cam Newton have for all of last season?
Three. I have no
idea.
Touchdown passes?
Two.
Eight. No, eight, right?
Eight.
Two.
No, not two.
Eight.
Eight.
Eight. Ted. Eight.
You like the word eight because that's what you do.
Eight.
Eight.
That's just crazy.
And Brady has nine.
What was it, 12?
And they haven't finished game two yet. Right. He still has an opportunity to add to that.
So how many interceptions did he throw?
Who?
Cam?
I don't know. So
if two, you can't hit a quarterback.
If they, what was Brady's all-time high? Was it 50 touchdown
50,
passes?
50 touchdown passes, right?
Right? That, Randy Moss is at 25, right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's
right.
Yeah. Somebody's beat that since, but.
Peyton Manning beat
it. Beat it or tied it, yeah, beat it.
And then did Breeze top it too? He might have.
I'm not sure. But right now he's on a pace for 87.
the problem with Breeze, by the way, because he's got some of these records, is that Breeze is done playing. Matter of fact, he's already got new hair on his scalp. Did you notice that? A whole new head of hair.
Good for him.
And so Brady, on the other hand, is playing, and who knows how long he plays.
Tom has new hair, too.
You know, you brought up the point earlier, Fred. It was actually a solid point, which is unusual for you, and I want to give you a lot of credit for
it. You're the best.
And you might have picked it up from the Peyton and Eli show on Monday. I don't know. But you were talking about Gisele and how maybe Gisele wanted to go down to
from
Florida,
Brazil, right?
Because you know what happens with old players. You've been there before. Your body either breaks down or you become bored with it. You're playing with guys that are 15 years younger than you. You don't have the same interest. Or you're just bored. You don't want to do it anymore.
I would have done it, but my body wouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. And so for him, though, for Brady, I get the feeling that, if anything, he's happier than ever playing the game. And maybe it's because she's down there in Florida. She's thrilled. She's good.
Yeah.
And so
it's
just an extension of their life right now.
At this age, you could do it nowadays. You couldn't do it 20 years ago because they used to kill the quarterbacks.
Yeah, but usually guys don't do it anymore these days, Fred. And you saw Breeze walk away because they've made so much money.
Yep.
They don't really need it anymore.
Another year.
Yeah, so your body probably will allow you to do it because you're not doing two a days. You're hardly wearing pads during camp. You do nothing. But the difference is, who, Brees? He's on TV.
Let's talk about that.
Terrible. Yeah.
He's not
terrible. He's terrible, too.
You didn't even know
so
he's on
Peyton's
TV.
Terrible. Eli's terrible. Joe Brees is terrible. Who's good?
Tom Brady.
No, he loved that guy that was doing Monday Night Football, the play-by-play guy, because it was like the cousin of his. He loved Tessitore.
He did love Tessitore.
And he was upset. He was upset when Tessitore got fired. And I said, he wasn't that good. But he wasn't that good.
Really, they put Booker's everywhere. He bounced in different
stations.
Truck.
Yeah, they put him in a.
I got to shut the TV off because my head will explode and his voice will burn my brain.
It's interesting the people that you like on the air, but that's what Drew Brees is doing right now. But Brady wants to make more money, and by staying visible as a football player, he can probably continue to make more money. The wife is happy because she's in a perfect climate.
Like
the kids are happy on there. But
have you seen his house?
Because what other reason would you play until you're 44, 45,
he loves
46,
it. That's
47.
That's the difference. He loves
you're
it.
He's still good at it, too. Not good at it. He's fantastic.
Yeah, but I think other guys could be good at it in this day and age, Steve. We were just talking about 44? Conditioning and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no.
If you don't get hurt, that's the big thing.
But there's also, he's in a different scenario because he is basically putting even further stamps on the greatest of all time. He is he's winning championships. I think it was Strahan retired after he won. They won the 07.
You should give that back
championship. you hate him too.
Stole it from Gastineau.
How do you like?
Stole it from Gastineau.
Gastineau. What are you talking about?
How do you like Strahan on TV, Fred?
He's been
pretty successful. I would say.
Yeah, he's good. Brett Favre gave him the ball to beat Brady. Gastineau.
Gastineau, who are you talking about?
For the most sacks.
Oh, he did, though.
Oh.
You know that.
So what?
He laid down. What's the big deal?
I'm just saying he, after
Gastineau's my friend.
He retired after championship, all right?
That's good for him.
You don't see a lot of guys, but he was at the right time, too.
Yeah, he's good. He's going TV.
But championships seem to make guys want more, or at least it has for Brady, until you get to a point where you're not contributing to the, or you can't give the same that you gave, Brady's at a point where he's giving better than he gave six years ago.
But he loves the competition, He thrives on it. Everyone gets tired.
But it's so unusual, as we know, to be able to play at a high level, to not say to yourself, "I got to get away from it," or to have family members.
He's
who
addicted
are sitting there.
To it. Yeah. He's addicted to the
no
excitement.
Question. Yeah. I will say this, on top of that, everything else with him, when you look at him and you look at him facially now, has there ever been a guy in the National Football League who has actually played with that much Botox?
No.
This is not Botox.
Nope. That was.
Oh, no, he's got reconstruction. There's something going on, isn't there?
That was rehab and treatments from the trainer. That was not.
That's right. You know, that's right, Glenn.
Now, that's what avocado toast
does
for
you.
And that's his hair, too.
Fred's got people. Alex Guerrero's got people, too.
Yeah. Okay, I just comb my back hair up on top of my head.
It's the TB12 method.
I'm sorry. There's something been done to the face. I got nothing against it. If you want to do that, that's fine. I mean, I got what I got, and it's a lost cause. I'm not going to go and spend money on Botox for it, but I don't mind him doing it, but come on. You got to admit.
Is that the stuff you put in your face?
It works. You got to admit the face is a little bit different, no?
Maybe it's just good lighting. maybe it's lighting.
Good lighting?
I don't know. He looks great in a sandwich. Maybe it's makeup on it.
Can't believe you're letting him say that stuff about Tom.
We got to take a break. I want to talk about somebody when we come on the flip side here who has been so valuable to this football team, and yet we have not mentioned his name once since we went on the air a few hours ago. We'll get to it coming up next right here on the Real Post Game Show with Fred and Steve.
Time now for the Real Post Game Show, broadcasting from the Best Yet Private Brand Studio
with Glenn Ordway, Steve D'Asi,
and Fred Smirlis.
The Real Post Game Show is brought to you by Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, the New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
The Real Post Game Show with Ordway, D'Asi, and Smirlis
on WEEI.
It's White. Look at him leave for six. Touchdown, New England.
James White, your player of the game, brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We added up the ballots. Two voted for James White and one voted for Tom Brady.
Who wanted that?
Tom Brady. Doesn't play for the team anymore.
It was the five touchdowns.
Yeah. It was the Pats game, not the game you're watching.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a Pats game. That's how we do the Patriots player of the game. Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Works different. By the way, congratulations to Matt Ryan. He just threw another touchdown pass. Unfortunately, they gave the 6 points to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another interception. He's got two of them for touchdowns.
It looks like
all three turned out to be touchdowns. Two of them were returned as touchdowns.
He looks like he's just uncomfortable out there.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes. Uncomfortable. 48-25.
What's he made? $20 million a year?
Yeah, and just a few minutes ago we were sitting here talking about, hey, it's a 3-point game. How the hell is Atlanta still in this game?
You earned that money, you earned that contract. He has some very good years.
But I mean, I thought he was good for a while, then what happened?
He's got nobody around him. Got no help.
Oh, that's so he throws it to the other team?
Got no help. And
I don't have anyone around me, so I'm going to throw it to the other team.
What he's going to do is go out and pick a team to go with. He can lead them to a Super Bowl and lose to Tom Brady again.
This Super Bowl quest is over.
All right.
I think it's kind of over. All right, let's mention somebody we haven't mentioned during the course of the program, because he now owns a New England Patriots record of the most consistent kicks that turned out to be good field goals, and that is Nick Folk. Today, 46, 49, 32, 26. Ironically, he missed an extra point,
right,
which is 33 yards away. So they bring in a young kid from Michigan. He's here for the whole camp. Folk's dealing with physical ailments. You think that the kid is possibly going to be your kicker this year. You're not sure it's going to be Nick Folk. Last year, we were all suspicious. Oh, my God. Nick Folk is our kicker here?
Terrible.
He turned out to be the most reliable player on the team last year. And this year, he is coming off of a physical problem. He's been terrific to the point where I think, wink, wink, Fred, I think they're lying. I think they're making up an injury for the kid right now to hide him because they're fearful that another team is going to pick up a kicker who's got a great leg. But apparently,
nice how can you? Kid too.
But you're looking at the experience of Nick Folk. You just can't throw a kid into this situation if Folk is being that consistent and that good.
Why change?
Absolutely agree. 34 in a row now?
Yeah,
that's fantastic. And it's not like they're holding. I mean, he's not nailing any 60, 61 yard field goals, but he's
in the field.
Today was 46, 49.
Well, how about the intentional grounding today by Mac Jones?
Yep.
And he gets the penalty, and Folk bails him out because they were with an easy field goal. Instead, he's got to kick the 49er, 49 yarder, and he makes it.
He's been an unexpected blessing for this team with the way he's up. 34 consecutive field goals, fantastic. Team, what's the NFL record? NFL record's what, 44, something like that?
I don't know. Look it up, Fred, and let us know.
I think Vinatieri has it.
Let us know next week after. Don't rush.
Yeah,
take
but
your time.
But I mean, and he just looks unflappable. He's so all of a sudden that field goal that was supposed to be about 39 yards turns into a 49 yard field goal.
How old is he?
Didn't care. He's up there. He's been around for a long time.
He's probably 40.
No, I don't know.
I don't think he's that old. No,
his leg's still pretty strong too.
Well, let me look it up for you here, Fred, since you didn't look it up. You asked the questions. He's 36, Fred. He'll be 37 November the 5th.
Called it.
See, that's young nowadays.
For a kicker?
For anybody.
Hell yeah.
Considering Vinatieri.
Because you heard his
talking sport. About in the old days, you had kickers that were 50, right?
That's true. George Blanda.
Yeah.
That's right. And Vinatieri was, what, 45?
Yep.
Something like that,
46? But he's a guy that nobody had any faith in whatsoever.
Foles
last
not
year.
At all, absolutely.
No.
Right. He started off a little shaky, too, though, right? Didn't he start off a little shaky last year?
Who'd you say had him prior?
Well, he was coming back from injuries, though, right? Didn't he have a groin problem or something like that?
He spent time with Philly, with the Jets.
He's bounced around.
Yeah, bounced around. But
Dallas, he was with Dallas for a while. I think he was with his Tampa Bay.
Yep.
The Buccaneers, too.
Yeah.
So he's bounced around. But he's been solid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
It's amazing. All these people get rid of him, and they're looking at him. How's that guy could... How did he continue?
Kickers are like that, though, Fred. You know that. They're like that.
I know.
You get rid of a kicker, and then he comes back.
But now it comes up and goes, what, 45 in a row?
Yeah.
34 in a row?
34 in a row. Just 45 is the NFL.
45 would be the record.
Maybe.
Oh, by Vinatieri.
No.
Oh, you hate Vinatieri, too?
I like Vinatieri.
Oh, okay.
He used to like him, you know? Remember the days when he liked Vinatieri?
Yeah,
he liked him an awful lot.
Yeah. Good fellow.
Even though he went to the enemy?
What do you know?
He went to Peyton Manning's team.
I know.
If you remember Peyton, you hate him.
Helped Peyton win a lot of games.
Yeah, you hate him.
Certainly did.
Just saying. All right. You're right, though, Glenn. That was a position that last year, early in the season, you're like, oh, okay, we're not used to this. We're not used to having, you're not used to worrying about kickers. And early in the year last year, we were worrying about him a little bit. Now he's been rock solid, 34, 35 in a row, whatever it is. It's that makes a head coach so much more at ease when you know that you got a guy you can count on. They're not when you don't have to worry about. Coaches love taking problems off the table, and right. even though it didn't look like it at first, Nick Foles is taking any worry off the table for coaches, for fans, anyone. He's done very well. It's good.
Who
to
was
see.
The guy before him?
Gostkowski.
Where'd he go? He went somewhere for some big money. What was it, $6 million a year or $7 million a year? Yeah.
Yeah.
Big money.
That's good money. Good for him.
He sucked, though, now.
No, he doesn't. He had a great year.
He sucks because he no longer has a Patriot uniform.
He said the grass was too long. It screwed him up.
He was all pro 2 years ago. No, what are you talking about?
You're making that up.
Did you watch any of the Buffalo Bills today? Because I know you're
absolutely
the team you watch.
Watched
dominated. If you go look at my tweets.
No, we don't.
I'm a Twitter.
You're blocked.
We didn't block you. I blocked you 5 years ago. Mute you. It's easier. You know what muting does? You don't know that I'm blocking you, but I'm really blocking you.
The Buffalo Bills were a much better team than Pittsburgh, and they just the Miami team, it's just dead fish.
You know who's in first place right now in the division, right?
Yeah. Who?
What do you mean who?
I know who.
New England Patriots are in first place in the division. Along with the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins.
Miami would be up because they beat Miami.
Miami beat us,
so they'd be ahead of us.
I have no idea. So if they win next week's game against the New Orleans Saints, they're playing it here in New England.
They got a great quarterback, though.
You think it's a winnable game? He was great last week, not quite as good this week. Okay, and he's a guy who can be a turnover machine. Which Belichick is going to try to bait him into everything he possibly can. Go back and look at everything that where he fouled up last year. If they win that game, they actually go into that fourth game with a 2-1 record, and it's a really respectable record to go up against maybe the best team in football right now. Would you say the best team in football, Tampa Bay?
Or the Patriots?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the best team in football right now.
I'm guaranteeing a win.
With who, the Patriots? Are going to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know I don't tell Tom, but
that's different.
I have that feeling. You know that
usually,
feeling?
I know the feeling.
You come up with the tickles of the foot.
Usually you pick 16-0. When you said 15-1 this year, I thought you were talking you didn't want Tom to lose.
No, but, he couldn't count. He forgot about the 17 games.
Yeah. I can only count.
that 15-1 added up to 17.
Oh, 16-1.
Yeah.
I was the only one to pick 16-1.
One year, but you picked them every year.
I didn't
16-1.
Pick it. That's just a lie.
Fred, you picked them like 8 years in a row. One year they go undefeated, and you sit there and say, I predicted it. So you were right. One year, you were wrong the seven other years. You were wrong.
Remember last week when it rained? I predicted that.
I know. It was good.
I said it was going to rain sometime that month.
Go back in the rubber
suit. Just saying.
I don't know. I don't know what to expect with New Orleans, and of course they lost 8 coaches for the game today.
I know.
Did they?
Now, yes, 8 coaches were under the COVID protocol. Yeah. So my guess is if you lose 8 coaches, in the middle of a game, that is pretty devastating because that's your communication for every single aspect of your game, and you break it down into compartments, right? Yep. And guys are probably sitting there going, "What the bleep are we doing?" And guess what? They lost today. They got hammered today. Yep. And that was a problem for them. So now, will they have the coaches back next week?
Probably.
I don't know. Are they vaccinated or not? I guess that's what it depends on. I think you have to be, don't you?
Well,
if you're a coach now?
I don't know about that. But if they go through the protocol, it could have been just because of proximity or contact issues with guys that a guy that might have had it.
Days, right?
Yeah, I don't think they were all diagnosed with COVID. I think there was some contact protocol there.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. And so they lose today 26-7. So as good as Jameis Winston was last week.
What was his numbers?
He had five touchdown passes last week. He had zero today.
That's good.
Not two bad. Interceptions. Four sacks. He was 11 of 22 for 111 yards with a quarterback rating of 26.9. Not good.
He's got a way to go. But if you add them both together.
He was their leading rusher with 19 yards. He was the leading rusher.
All right. Within the last minute, Dallas wins on a field goal with no time left, and they make it, and Minnesota misses it with no time left on the clock.
And Arizona wins that game.
Arizona wins that game.
34-33.
Yeah.
Wow.
The
Cowboys and the Chargers were tied at 17 apiece. Yep. Dallas wins it with a field goal.
I thought the Chargers would win. Better team.
Yeah.
What's the running back's problem with Dallas?
Smith?
Yeah. No, Dallas.
Elliott? Smith, sorry. Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's his problem?
He didn't play, did he?
He hit 71 yards today.
Wow.
Ran the ball 16 times.
Yep.
I will say this, considering, and we didn't see the Dallas game today, but I'm just looking at the numbers. Dak Prescott, and he was really good last week in the first game against Tampa Bay. But again, not great corners in Tampa Bay. I think you can throw the football. The one thing you can do, throw the football against Tampa Bay. But by the way, you have to, because you need to score about 40 points to beat them.
That is correct.
Right.
Agreed.
Dak Prescott, 23 of 27 today, 237 yards. He had no touchdowns, one interception. That was it. But the number's 23 of 27.
Really good.
Really good, really accurate. And I thought coming off that injury last week, Steve, I thought he looked really good.
Yep, yeah. And
pretty good quarterback.
And you look at that NFC East, that's theirs for the taking if they want. I mean, if Dak Prescott stays healthy and they can get a little bit better defensively.
Well, the Giants blew it the
other night.
What
the hell's wrong with the Giants?
But nobody in the East is good right now. I mean, Philadelphia's average at best. Washington's average at best.
What did the division winner have for win-loss record last year?
I think it was 8-8.
Washington, was it?
7-9 or 8-8?
Something like that.
Yeah.
That used to be a mighty...
it used to be brutal at best.
Yeah, you get the NFC West, and you might get a really good team, better than some of the playoff teams, excluded from the playoffs in the NFC West, right?
Agreed. Yeah, that's but the Cowboys, they were. Remember, they took a chance with Prescott with the contract and everything, and that leg, the way that he hurt his. I mean, that was a tough injury.
What was $100 million?
And, I don't know what it was, but he looks fine right now. He looks good. I mean, I don't think he's played against a good defense yet, but that doesn't matter. You're playing well. You're getting your confidence back. You're making things happen. You know, he's still got a long way to go, but they could walk away with the East.
Yeah, we're going to see Dallas this year during the course of the season.
Yep.
1 o'clock game next week for the Patriots at home at Foxborough against New Orleans, and we'll obviously be here for the post-game show right after it. Red Sox game is at night, so we will be on right after the game. Sunday night football rather, tonight. Monday night football. Make sure you catch the Mannings, Fred. You don't want to miss the Mannings.
Who's playing tonight?
Tonight you've got Kansas City and Baltimore.
Nice.
And what I think is interesting when you look at Baltimore. These two teams, they were both built on the fact that they had rookie contracts for the quarterbacks. And we talked about this with Brady when the dynasty started here in New England. You were able to build a phenomenal roster, complete roster, because you had a quarterback on the cheap. You have that now in New England. That's exactly what Bill's got to work with. And it worked certainly in Kansas City, and it worked in Baltimore. Now eventually you're paying these guys. You're going to have to pay Mahomes now, and then eventially you're going to have to pay
Mahomes,
Jackson. And that's
$500 million or something?
Yeah, it goes into next year, though, right? I don't think it starts. Is that right? Starts next year?
Not a bad paycheck.
Yeah. Good for him.
And you know, what happens is once you have to pay the quarterback big, huge money with that second contract, everything changes with your roster.
Yeah.
Then you start, you know.
You got weak spots all over the place.
Oh, you start zapping guys off the roster because you can't get under the cap. And that is the great thing that Bill Belichick has. If this kid, Mac Jones, after two games looks really good, if he can continue the ascent here through his career and get better every single week, then you're able to build, again, a contending team. It's a simple mathematical equation.
Agreed. Agreed. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good.
Something just exploded in my headset.
Well, we lost Glenn. It's a good thing there's a minute less to the show, so you guys need to carry it out.
Well, actually, he didn't lose him. We shut him off.
Yeah,
we shut him off.
I'm done with that.
He's got nothing good to say. The I'm fine with the. There we are. Is Glenn back with us? Nope. All right, we'll let him be.
He's going to get a sandwich.
All right. Bye, Glenn.
Bye, Glenn.
All right,
bye.
Thanks to everybody.
You're the best. Bye.
All the people Glenn was going to thank, I'm thanking you right now. You know who you are. We'll see you next week, Freddie.
Yeah, Steve.
All right.
All
right. You got your Phil Brady man love today, so you're all good. All right, you're happy.
I feel good. I feel energized.
Should be. We'll see you next week, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.